Let me ask you, what was this area historically like in the years before this and before the pipeline? You pointed out before I had the tape on that there was a wall on the other side of the pipeline from where we're standing that was, you said antebellum?
Yeah. Richmond is here because of these rapids. It's as far as you can bring a boat from Europe or ports on the East Coast up the James. You can come 100 miles to here, but then the moving water stops you from going any further. And that moving water is a source of kinetic energy, which you can, using a dam, shunt over to a little canal, and then through that canal, turn a water wheel. Energy. This is the end of the line, and there's the place where you have lots of energy. So this was the reason for the city growing, and it was, interestingly enough, the reason that native people lived here. You know that for the duration of the fish migration, for thousands of years prior to the arrival of Europeans, native people would gather here, starting at this time and going all the way through late March and all of April and May to catch fish. And it is during that period of time that they gave up warfare. And the rest of the months, they'd go out, steal children, mostly steal wives, and attack guys. It was a source of great energy. In that case, it was food energy. We, as technological Europeans, came in and harnessed the mechanical energy to develop cities. And around us are some of the signs of that. When we got down onto this pipeline, by the way, carries a mixture of storm water and sewage, but primarily storm water, down to the retention basin just downstream of where we are, biggest underground holding tank of any city, I think, in the United States. You know, it's like four or five stories down, deep. It's a story in and of itself. And that's one of the reasons the river is clean. But when we dropped down onto this pipe, we ran parallel to a granite wall. That granite wall, which begins a little bit upstream of where we are right now, and used to go all the way down to where about the retention basin is now, was part of the Port of Richmond. The main part of the port where the biggest boats came was down at Rockets, yes. But still, there were small boats who came up to here, as well as some crafts that made it through the rapids. This stone wall came in after the bateaus that came down through the rapids, so it didn't have any real connection to the commerce of the bateaus. But still, it was part of the port. And all along where the stone wall is now, there used to be warehouses, and little boats could work their way up through carrying supplies from the bigger boats down at Rockets. That island, the one where these birds are living, was once developed as a recreation site. Yes. Now, Peter, to our left is the 14th Street Bridge. Yeah. Now, the 14th Street Bridge is known as the Mayo Bridge. The Mayo Bridge was the very first bridge in Richmond. And it was once made of wood, and it was a toll bridge, which put all the ferrymen out of business, pissed them off big time, and then a guy jacked the price up, and there was no other way to get across the river but to pay Mayo, and he got a lot of money and became mayor. Off his bridge, you could build, he did build, a little bridge to the island on our left. And that was Pleasure Gardens, and on it, open field, and the guys would come out to play quoits, which is a kind of bowling and croquet mixed together. In front of us is Vauxhall Island, and that was connected by another footbridge from Pleasure Gardens Island. There's an interesting piece of history. A group of delegates about this time of the year were coming back, were actually, it was the end of the session, and they were getting ready to leave. So they all went out for a party on Pleasure Gardens Island. They walked across the 14th Street Bridge, then made of wood, and walked across the little gangplank that led to the island. But the river was in a minor flood called a freshet, and it broke. And I believe it was 7 delegates drowned trying to get out to play quoits on the island.
When was that?
It's the 1850s sometime.